Good morning. The Bend City Council has approved a multi-million dollar contract with a Nebraska-based engineering firm to oversee more than $20 million in local road improvements. You may remember the bond measure was approved by voters last May. The council last night okayed the contract in their meeting. The firm says they plan to hire mostly local subcontractors. According to an article in today's bulletin, the $3.7 million bid was the second most expensive, but one councilor says it should provide the most local jobs connected to those street projects. This is also the same engineering company hired to oversee the controversial $68 million Bridge Creek Water Project. And opponents of that project are watching the city council. Last night's meeting was the first time that they met since that group handed in petitions with 1,000 signatures demanding the project be put on hold while cheaper alternatives are examined. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Bend Mayor Jeff Eager says the city is looking into filing an extension about meeting water treatment deadlines set by the EPA. Apparently, the agency is considering changes to the requirements, and Mayor Eager says that could give the city some options by cutting the project's costs by a third.
That, I think, is a very good opportunity for the city to provide some relief to ratepayers and get some flexibility, continue to use the surface water source, which has served the city of Bend very well for 90 years.
Mayor Eager says he supports filing an extension to the current deadline of 2014 for meeting the water treatment requirements. If approved, it would save the city about $20 million of the project's $70 million cost. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
In other local news, a well-known Bend orthopedic surgeon is going to run for Oregon's Secretary of State position. Dr. Newt Bueller announced his candidacy for the post yesterday in Roseburg, his hometown. He had been looking into running for the last couple of months and is making the announcement that he will run for Secretary of State in the May Republican primary. In Redmond, a follow-up to a story we've been tracking, the Redmond School Board has made the new boundaries for the high schools official. They voted last night to establish the boundary. Tumalo and Obsidian will be assigned to the new high school next year. That's Ridgeview High. Terrebonne and Elton Gregory will be assigned to Redmond High. The district says students will not be allowed to attend both schools at the same time, but they will have the chance to transfer. If the transfer is approved, the student will have to provide his or her own transportation. In state news, Oregon is growing, but a bit more slowly and with some surprising statistics. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren explains.
July 2010 to July 2011, Oregon grew by 19,515 folks. Risa Prell at PSU Population Center explains.
Despite these challenging economic times, more people are still moving to Oregon than are moving out.
Most growth was in metro areas, and it helps, she says, that more jobs are being created. On the downside, there were more deaths than births in Oregon this past year. Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Back in Central Oregon, Stephen Blaylock will be sentenced in the murder of his wife this morning. Last week, a jury convicted Blaylock of first-degree murder in the death of his wife, Lori, last October. The district attorney's office is asking for life in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for 9 a.m. this morning. In other local news, more Central Oregonians are becoming homeless each year, and Bend's Community Center is trying to serve all the needy. Taffy Gleason with the Community Center says right now their shelves are empty.
Right now we're out of tents, and this is the time of year where we normally have about 100 tents, and we have already given everything out. We're seeing more numbers of homeless people every single week. And a lot of that are people that have become unemployed and their unemployment has run out.
Gleason says they need all kinds of survival gear, and it doesn't matter if it's used. She says there is a group of volunteers who can repair some torn sleeping bags or restuff them. Hand warmers, warm coats, sweaters, and hats are all needed, as well as cash. And coming up next on your local news at 6:30, a Prineville area family of three is homeless today after a fire totally destroyed their home. We'll have details on that. And the Redmond School District intends to file claims against a Hillsboro contractor resulting from a leaky roof at Elton Gregory Middle School. These local stories and much more coming up at 6:35. I'm Lori Robb for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.